Welcome. This is No Hellos or Goodbyes. No hellos or goodbyes. Sorry, I messed that up. New to this whole thing. We don't really have this where I come from. And tonight, special night, got a good friend, guest, sorry, gonna stay unbiased.
And hello. It is your real host. My
who's
name
that?
Is Jacob Sobel.
Oh, yes, of course.
Most people call me Chief.
Maybe. We don't know about that. But, yeah, Jake is a very talented lyricist, and he He likes to come out and perform on a local level. And from the humble town of Wellesley, Massachusetts, we welcome Jake.
Very, very humble.
Not so much. But yeah, very, very rich town for sure.
It's just an M6.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, we're going to have some live performances tonight. Very excited. First live performance on the show. It's only my second one, too. I feel honored. Ever. Yeah, we're getting into the game slowly. I actually wasn't here last week because I was in Montreal with the Red Scare Frisbee team that I promoted in the first show. Still good people. Still kicking it. And, yeah. Sorry, I bailed out. It was kind of awkward, you know. We started with this first show and then just kind of dropped on out. But yeah, this week's theme.
We're really only apologizing for all of our fans, though. We really don't care.
We have fans, don't we?
It's just for the fans.
Yeah, it's true.
All of them.
Well, yeah. We'll get fans. Don't worry. We're gonna get fans. But yeah. All right. Tonight's subject. We got to be serious for a little while, you know? Just talk about some serious stuff while having a good time. You know, that's what Hampshire is, really. We talk about some serious shit, and we still just can laugh our asses off on the weekend. But, you know, when it comes down to it, Hampshire kids, large and small, are all really, really good people that when you get them together and you talk about subjects, they're conscientious. They want to make a difference, and that's what we're here promoting. So tonight's main theme is, boom, 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 violence in society. We're going to talk about it on a local, state, national level. See where it originates and what makes it progress. You know, we all grew up, I imagine, my generation at least. You know,
mine as well.
Yep. You know, the Nickelodeon, the 90s Nickelodeon generation, we were told to believe that, you know, the world is a pretty good place.
Yes.
You know, all of the TV, you know, very positive. Mm. A lot different than
Reading Rainbow.
Yeah. Yes, Reading Rainbow, of course. Mm. Really, really good stuff. But yeah, you know, and you grow up in YouTube and all these social media sites just start blowing these issues out of the water that might not be a big deal where you came from or where someone else came from, but it made it so that stuff was visible anytime you wanted to watch it or view it and take it in. And it's
take it.
Yeah. But yep. So we're gonna play a few songs and we're gonna get right into it with some local news, world news, and then violence on society. Thank you.
million games that I win at and stay the same with more rhymes than as ways to skin cats. As a matter of fact, let me rephrase. With more rhymes and ways to fill a felines in these days. Watch the path of the black one, the super villain. He reps clubs and delf in the drunk and stupid chilling. Ready and willing to inadvertently fall that plan of any rhymer, whiner, or spoiled brat. Who got more snotty of flows and snotty nose and holds mics like he knows karate body blows? Nobody knows the trouble I see from the MPV fly dirty tailing the bubble I-30. For the record, this is some shit I just thought of, y'all. Science fiction that's not admissible in no court of law. I live to rock mics in 3D. The only reason I see to stop to snuff the TV. I heard beats that sound like karaoke with monkey rhymers on a leash, like don't have this fairy choke me. Hit him with a penny so we can get these peanuts. And I thought we was nuts. I used to get free cuts. They locked Lex Luthor up in Green Haven. Since when a nigga never really been too clean shaven. Misbehaving rap stars need listament. Call me Mr. Bent. I'm at where your sister went. Intelligent, used to write and be well spoke. Now all a nigga wanna do is fight and sell. Tell joke, this could lead to catastrophe. About to stop the violence right after these last three shots from the black bat. Got me a headlock, holding on to sanity while strands of that dreadlock. She told me get off, I said, bitch, let me set this shit off so I can get rich right quick. Then it hit me like the point of intoxication. Nigga, come out and rock this nation like oxidation. A lot of niggas out is rusty like oxidation. In this world, strangest, most dangerous occupation. But you can do it, you the super like in your building. Villain, like Trife Kindred. And all my children, plotting and it's sure to pay ends. With some real mature women's and some more of their friends. When bad men roll tight, it's actual true. Like a pack of big bamboo with natural glue. Who gripped next of Bex to triple X? He just came from 4D, followed the ripple effects. And it'll lead you right to him. Oh snap, it seems you walked into a trap through rap. Zoinks, this place is filled with pretender willies. One false move and get broke off like in the Phillies. True believers, ain't nothing new to a crook with special powers like how to tell the future. Rhyme of the month, 2 days long. Busting off 2 gauges with my cape on wrong. Sun is on, remind me of a Raekwon tape song. With a fleet of super bads and status Ray Don Chong. Let me know if y'all's with me, y'all. National and Geographic down to the titty ball. Rap Monster out of city, y'all. To all my brothers who is doing unsettling bits, you could've got away if it was not for them meddling kids.
Already, we got some MF Doom with Hey, classic song, little Scooby-Doo bits in there. Always very clever, very ingenious, liking it a lot.
Couple little Scooby snacks in there for you.
Absolutely. And before we had a little Art Tatum. So right now, we're going to jump in and talk about some specifics behind violence and how it's generated. We got some national news. The New York Times reports that 2 officers have been investigated after video shows them beating a man. I'm looking at a screenshot right now of it, and it he's in a room. It looks like maybe a rec room with a pool table, a couch, and the guy is shirtless. He's clearly disoriented, or he's putting up a struggle, it seems. But the 2 cops clearly. One cop is showing mid-swing right at the guy's face. He's not armed. It's bad, for sure. But, yeah, Brooklyn District Attorney's Office has begun separate investigations into allegations of police brutality after reviewing the video. So there's some hope for sure. Paul J. Brown, the department's chief spokesman, is coming out and saying that they're definitely going to investigate it for sure. But, yeah, I mean, I can't pass judgments on this. Like, I wasn't there. I wasn't, I haven't seen the whole video yet, but, we definitely gotta, we need to all do our research about this because, the opposite side is the police are always there to try to help us, and they're these, you know, blue warriors walking around who are there to serve the public and protect us. But if we don't get the information out there of these types of examples of police brutality, then we're going to slowly slip away into this desensitized society that doesn't look at its problems from two sides of the story. They're there to protect us, yes, but when this happens, it needs to be shouted from the rooftops. But yeah. So, what else we got? What do you want to do next, man? Jake?
Can people hear you? I'm not seeing any signal on this mixer right now.
What the fuck's going on?
Technical
difficulties at the moment.
Yeah, there we go, Sam. That's what I'm talking about.
Now you can do, but this that creates feedback.
You turn the headphones down. DJ mix. There we go. There it is. Here you go. There you are.
Me the noise.
Jim Croce. We had some technical difficulties before. We were still trying to work this out, trying to make it work. Just two guys fucking around, have no idea what to do. But yeah, learn as you go. Learn by doing. So, doing a little research out there, finding some numbers. Played a lot of video games when I was a little kid, and my brothers played a lot of video games. Seems to be kind of a streak in kind of, you know, boy culture in America these days. You know, you gotta get an Xbox, you gotta get a PS2, PS3. And the majority of the games that really sell out are about violence, and to ignore that is a mistake. So, looking at a trend here, one of the most popular gaming series, obviously, is Call of Duty. It's, you know, the kind of quintessential shooter and, you know, realistic, you know, quote-unquote, warfare experience. And looking at the numbers, these games are just selling extraordinary amounts. As of recently, Modern Warfare 3 sold 26.5 million units in the United States. A lot of people want to play it, and
I know shooters are fun and everything. People really enjoy them sometimes, but if we're talking about violent video games, I once had a game for the Wii console called Manhunt. Do you know what the purpose of the game was, Sam?
I've heard about that. I have.
You use the Wiimote, in other terms, for people who don't know what a Wiimote is. It is a thing that you hold in your hands that you would use in this game to strangle people with plastic bags, or suffocate them, rather.
Jesus Christ.
Stab them. It was ridiculous. I had to throw it away. I was disgusted.
That's pretty bad. Yeah, man. You know, going over to kids' houses, I had some violent video games for sure. I think it had an effect on me, but going over to some kids' houses, you know, just living out, you know, where I was from, there was a big hunter culture, and killing was just, like, not seen as a huge deal. You got to kill to eat, and going into these houses, you know, walking past the parents, just going into this kid's room and playing these violent games, just, like, killing hundreds of people. Like Gears of War, that was the worst one, God. But it's just, you know, but you love them. You love them as a kid.
That's the best part. I was so upset when they took the blood out of the Tony Hawk game. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's, you love it because for some reason it just drives, it's hard to explain. I think it's something to do with, you know, your chemical makeup, how your parents react to it, and just, you, there's no real easy way to explain what the urge around killing is, especially, I mean, not to be biased, but it really exists in boy culture. It's just, you know, oh man, going home and, you know, putting away my 7th grade, 8th grade homework to play some video games and just to be really good at something.
They are fun, though.
They are fun, and, you know,
distraction.
Yeah.
In fact, after your next song, I'm going to come back with a little video for you. All right. About a nice little sociologist called something Zimmerman. Nice. Something. Everyone else knows it. I don't.
Well, it's all right.
It's one way to live.
One way to live, indeed. We'll be right back.
This is Neil Young from Hampshire College Media Services. You are listening to Yurt Radio.
Alrighty, a little media services ad there. Always got to make sure that we throw a little ad out to them because they're extremely important. One problem, though. I do have a problem with them. They're never open on the weekends, man. Never, ever open on the weekends.
I hate it.
I'm breaking my balls.
It's the worst, seriously.
It's literally,
like they're putting me just with a sack of potatoes like another vegetable and beating me with a stick like I was a rotten one.
Wow. Well, yeah.
That's how I feel. I just really like movies.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, that's why I do all of my photography homework. So it drives me nuts. Like, I don't have a tripod. I need a fucking tripod, and they're not there. I'll open it.
Really, that's just the only thing that grinds my gears.
Yep. Well, dude, I will fucking open that store. Just put me in there, and I'll rent all that shit out to myself and anyone else who wants it. But, yeah. Well, we got, you know, we'll play a little, what goes well with, like, sports stuff? I don't know. Let's play... Da 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 da. We'll play that. We'll play a little Grateful Dead as we talk about the sports. So a little sports news. As of right now, the Yankees are in some trouble, and yeah, I've grown up in Maine, but I've always been a Yankees fan, and it's
what are we talking about right now?
We're talking about the Yankees.
I've been listening to Beats over here, yeah, like a true gentleman, and I think this guy's been talking about just a stain on a pair of panties.
Just a great team, actually. Like a really, I don't know. I love them. I'll die with them, baby.
Personally, I don't even know what to say.
Well, I mean,
it goes past a personal level into an existential amount that I just hate the Yankees more than any amount that could boil my blood or sink my ship.
I hate the Red Sox.
Honestly, I have Yankees toilet paper like Jimmy Fallon does.
Well, I have Red Sox PTSD from living in Maine, and
that
just being
we did a good job.
Welcome to you come down to New York and we'll treat you right. We've got all these rings, dude. We have all these rings though, and we just
how can you even refer to them as a we if you're from Maine?
Because my dad and my stepfather raised me on the Yankees. That was the team that your parents teach you, man. Come
Please
on,
don't
it's your
Yankees.
Team. It's the damn Yankees. And I went through my fair share of loss. I mean, you know, I wasn't around for any of the, you know, Millennium World Series that the Yankees won. Yeah, they're a good team, but it's like the first real World Series that I connected with was when they won in 2009, and I was fucking going nuts. You know, I got my heart crushed in 2004 because I got to see all you smug Red Sox fans walk around being happy, and just I almost got beaten up a few times.
Well, you know what, Sam? I forgive you.
Yeah, okay. Well,
but it's only because I pity you.
Yeah, well,
this bewildered.
It affected me a lot, actually. Jeet's my boy. You got David Ortiz.
David Ortiz is sick.
David Ortiz couldn't
feel. He's massive.
He couldn't feel the baseball to save his life. There's no way, dude.
What does that matter?
You got to be a good fucking field player. What position? Were you in the outfield? You were in the outfield.
Have you ever seen him play?
You were picking
He's
your nose
gigantic.
In the outfield.
Gigantic. Yeah, so I what? Was. I'm not the same thing as David Ortiz. I'm better.
Oh, okay. All right.
I was killing it. I knew that it wasn't worth it.
Oh. Little League days. Bus line baseball was best baseball in my life.
Bus line?
Bus line. It's middle school ball. It's And to tell you the truth, this
Sounds
is kind of sad. I was the only kid from my three, you know, our team was made up of three schools. And I was the only kid from my town that played baseball. I felt like the American the American dream just fell out of my town.
That's too bad.
That's the American pastime game, man.
Damn. We should make a baseball movie. I don't think there are
not Angels in the Outfield.
Angels in the Outfield. Shout out to Steve Cameron's dad. They are just cheating.
It's true.
If God existed and was like, oh, the Angels, they named it after God. Magic happen.
Yeah, it was pretty.
God makes magic.
Pretty Christian for sure.
And helps people cheat.
And why the hell is he spending his time messing around with a baseball
team?
It's
because, dude, he needs to restore the great
There's
American
wars
spirit
going
baseball.
On. There's wars,
baseball is
man.
More important than a war. It's like a war.
It's a war every year, but that's people that just nothing
they're
to
just,
do.
They're just, oh my God.
They're like us.
They're like kings.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's
more so gladiators.
It's like Coliseum Ball, but, you know.
Before we go to our next song, I would just like to add to this conversation that this radio program fully endorses as many steroids as you want to take in baseball, because that would just be the most ridiculous sport ever.
Without? Oh, yeah, no, that would be. They'd be crushing home runs.
Because they're lying anyway, dude.
They're lying.
You got a song for me, dude?
Yes, sir, I do. Pop one on.
In the rotten apple, take a bite, taste the worm, embrace the world, a reality with face to learn, co-connection, drug busts, graveyards with flux rest, I keep my mug blessed, the evil is illegal substance, soul, roll mob deep, guns in the black jeep, Mac-11s and legends, cracks in the streets, patroller, gold money fuller, good happy soldiers, never sober, taking over, my blood is colder, niggas respect violence, so I become it, I'm from it, I even done it, blunt it, so run it.
Son, you know what this is. Take it off me.
Come on, son. Don't even come at me like that, son. Come on,
yeah.
Son.
Imagine this. No guns, no knife. It's a one-on-one, so now we got to fight, son. Imagine this. No gun, no knife. It's a one-on-one, now we got to fight. Yeah, imagine that. No gun, no knife. It's a one-on-one, now we got to fight. Yeah, imagine this. No gun, no knife. It's a one-on-one, son.
Yo, I'm a cream fiend with a mean dream, brain full of schemes. My crew's rolling fresh out their greens. Give you what you never seen. The ifs on the Mac-10. It's 2:10 in the AM in the streets of Queens. Try hard or die hard. Chances of surviving the game.
What are you doing on Wednesday nights? We know what you're doing. Late night in a perfect world from 11 p.m. to midnight for all your electronic needs. Tune into The Yurt at www.yurt.hampshire.edu. I'm TDO.
I'm DJ Crash.
And we'll see you there, cool cats.
Tool, dueling with the devil, a rebel, a fool. Imagine this, no guns, no knife. Just a one-on-one where we got to fight. Yeah. Imagine this, no gun, no knife. Just a one-on-one where we got to fight. Yeah. Imagine this, no gun, no knife. Just a one-on-one where we got to fight. Yeah. Imagine this, no gun, no knife. Just a one-on-one, one-on-one. Yeah, yeah, take it to the bridge, Queens Bridge. Talkies in my sleep, mark money I keep, play the benches all week. I visualize coops, alligators in suits, elevators in my mansion that rises to the roof, sipping 80 proof, watching juice. But hold up, I see some brothers trying to roll up, wishing I could fold up. It's hard to see the faces in their hoodies, I better book them. Too late, I try to swing when they jig me. I'm out.
Yeah. Don't fight. 360 degrees, you know what I'm saying? Long time coming back at you.
We'll be right back.
Shout out to Patrick. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, yeah. That was important help. Technical difficulties. Got to be a two-way discussion for sure. Oh, we're maxing out. There we go. We're wrapping up. Just want to get a few ideas out there about what we are we're discussing tonight. We just want to wrap it up. You know, we never have enough time really to get all the things that we want to talk about out on the plate. So yeah, just wrapping up here. And any concluding thoughts, Jake, about violence?
I'm sorry. What was that?
Any concluding thoughts about violence in society?
You know, violence is described a lot of ways in literature, Sam. Have you ever read Crime and Punishment?
I have.
Germinal?
Germinal.
Tale of Two Cities, even.
Yes, Tale of Two Cities, for sure.
A lot of authors describe it and compare it to a natural disaster or some kind of storm.
Mm, okay.
And really, you know, if you think about it, violence is natural, but, you know, then again, way back when in France, everything was considered natural. They're like, oh, this is the way it is because it is, and, you know. But honestly, I think it's rough. It's rough when you see it focused. It's rough when you see it, you know, sort of isolated in people's different areas or judge people by who you think they are. But honestly, you know, everyone does it to each other. It all comes down to who ends up and was born into their natural position of power. Mm. Honest, I think that.
Okay, yeah.
Unless there's some sort of different, I don't know. Like, every occasional person will, of course, break this rule. But I think in general.
Yeah, I mean, you grow up not knowing if, you know, the movies you're watching or the things you're doing, the games you're playing, you know, you go out and you play war with your friends. Like, that's something, like, I did. Like, we went out in the woods and I don't know. I mean, it's, in some ways, I think it's seen as, like, a deterrent.
It's because it's so horrifying And it's so crazy, and it's so beyond a child's comprehension, but it's so heroic, and it's so...
It's the heroism.
Exactly.
The fate. Just the fallacy of heroism and killing. It's something you got to think about. We all got to think about. But, this show's
really
wrapping up.
Really, we could judge all our morals like that, but yes.
We could. I know, but
we'll continue this conversation in the future.
This is what we're going to do. I love it. I'm so excited. We're just going to keep rolling through topics.
I'm going to bring back an article that I got in class last year.
Good. Good. And sorry, we ran out of time. Jake will be back performing.
Who?
Jake. Yes. He stopped by. I'm not sure if you saw him, but yeah. Have you seen him or no?
You mean Tommy Boy?
Oh, yes, of course. Tommy Boy. Yep, my man.
I don't know.
Really? He's a cool guy.
Can you imagine if I was Spider-Man? I would be so see-through.
I
swear I'm not Spider-Man, everybody.
Who's the girl that kisses him?
Mary Jane.
That's sweet.
Gwen Stacy is hotter.
Who was the actress that played her?
I'm talking about the comic book, Sam.
Okay, I'm talking about the movie that I was forced to go see. That was pretty
sexy. I don't know. It was the girl from Superbad that hooked up with the fat guy. That guy.
Okay.
So, yeah, she's...
Like little Seth Rogen? That guy?
Jonah Hill, yeah.
Yeah, Jonah Hill.
I thought you would know who I was talking about.
I just don't. I'm not a fan. Same role every month.
Oh, come on. Well, now he's skinny, so I'm not a fan either.
Whoa, really? Did he drop the pounds?
Yeah, I mean, he's still, not a fit man, but he's not fat anymore, so I don't know why he compromised. He should have just gone for it like Chris Farley.
Yeah, that's true. Chris Farley. That's a big shadow.
He's really the only person I learned
from. What? I was peeing my pants while I watched that movie.
I was peeing my pants before and after I watched that movie.
There you go. Okay. Yep, that makes sense. And, urination will probably be next week's topic. But until then, this show is dedicated to the people pumping gas, mowing grass, and just dealing with shitty stuff, man. Just dealing with, having to be in a situation where you're just struggling day by day. And we live in such a good society, and we... we're not perfect, but we're working on it. And when people are out there struggling, we always got to acknowledge them. We got to acknowledge the people that make our lives easier. And they, they've been through a lot of shit. And to ignore that is a huge fucking mistake. I'm Sam.
My name is Jake Chief Sobel.
Chief. There you go.
Chief. You got to get a radio nickname.
I don't know. I feel...
It's not your thing.
I'm not Batman. I'm not Bruce Wayne. But anyway, I'm Sam. That was Jake.
Chief.
This has been... Chief, yeah. This has been No Hellos or Goodbyes. We'll see you next time. My man, Little Bass. Jerry, one time. This is how we...
Everybody got a breaking point, kid, and they'll rat on you. The family niggas will rat on you. That's why we gotta be prepared to take whoever out we need to.
Hey there.
That's kind of my favorite song right now.
I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that a lot, actually.
I'm glad.
It was good shit.
Yeah. So what do you have for us?
I'm gonna play.